Excited to have with us right now Chuck Coughlin. He's the president and CEO of High Ground, the political consulting firm. And Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. It's great to talk to you this morning.
You as well. And I want to have you on for a different reason than breaking down the election and all the lawsuits and everything this morning. But you're part of an organization called SaveDemocracyAZ.com, and this is an organization, as I understand it, that's devoted to creating an open primary system in Arizona. And I wanted to chat with you about that. What does that mean for Arizona, and how would that change what we do now?
Well, it's simple. It's let voters decide. It's put voters above party. It's allowing anybody to run who wants to run, and then let the voters decide. You know, right now, if you're like Sinem, for instance, Sinem is going to have to collect nearly 42,000 signatures as an independent to be on the ballot, whereas the partisan candidate's only going to collect $7,000 or 7,000 signatures. You know, just even the playing field, allow everybody, and then allow the electorate to vote. I mean, you hear all these conversations about, we heard it throughout the general election about, oh, the candidate's not tacking to the middle. You're like, let them run who they are. Let voters decide who they are. Let the voters decide who they want to choose.
All right. So the system now is the political parties control the primary, even though they're paid for by the state, which is kind of interesting.
Exactly. And
so the political party decides who is able to run in the primary, and then they hold the primary election, which is paid for by the state, and then the winner of that primary election then goes on and serves as the party's nominee for the position. Under this plan, correct me if I'm wrong, everybody could run. So if there are four Democrats and five Republicans and two independents and one Libertarian that all want to run for governor, they all enter the primary equally. Same number of signatures, it's just wide open. And then there's a primary vote, and the top two vote getters, regardless of party, the top two vote getters go on to the general election.
That would be one way to do it.
Okay.
That's the top two format, whereas regardless of party, the top two nominees then run off in the general. There's other ways to do that as well. We're exploring those right now. We haven't decided, but the other one would be, which is popular, just adopted in Alaska. Maine uses it. About 52 other jurisdictions in the country actually use it. And that's called a open primary and then a ranked choice voting system.
Okay.
That would allow the top four or five vote getters from that primary to run in the general election. And then voters would rank them. You'd have a first vote, a second vote, a third vote, and a fourth vote. And then the ballots would be tabulated. And if the first place candidate gets over 50% of the vote, bam, that's a winner. If they don't, then the fourth place candidate drops out, and the fourth place, everybody who voted for the fourth place candidate, their second choice gets reallocated. And so then that gets reallocated and retabulated, and it's an instant runoff. You'll know right away
Right. Then
who wins, because then it literally creates a majority candidate, a candidate that represents a majority of the entire electorate, which is our problem in governing today, is that, you know, you have these highly partisan primaries that encourage a candidate to run hard to the left or hard to the right, and then they do this dance, you know, to try and come to the middle. Whereas this system, let people run who they are, and then, you know, you're encouraging actually choice. You're encouraging competition. It's all the things that are greatly American and that allow people then to actually govern the way they run. The biggest change, if we were adopted the RCV system, would be you get rid of all of the negative campaign. Because if you and I are Barry running against each other, I'm not going to dump on you. I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to sell myself to the voters, because maybe people are going to vote for Barry second or first, and I want to be Barry's second choice.
Okay.
So it forces the narrative into a more problem-solving, problem-oriented, getting actually things done narrative.
And the result when they've done this in these 52 jurisdictions, and I recall this happening in the New York City mayoral race this last year,
mm-hmm.
The result generally is that a more reasonable centrist, less extreme candidates are the ones that get elected. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's absolutely fair to say.
Okay.
Because the system does not reward extremism. The system rewards consensus building and problem solving. It's what we need in America to actually, you know, solve our problem, our immigration problems, electing people who elect the who represent the actual electorate.
Chuck Coughlin is joining us. He's the president and CEO of High Ground and also with SaveDemocracyAZ.com. You can check out that website to see about this. How do we save our democracy in a different open primary systems? So Chuck, what is the organization doing? You're saying you're still exploring, you're still investigating. Is this something that eventually has to go on the ballot for Arizona voters? How does this work?
It does. It's a constitutional amendment. It would require us to collect signatures to put it before the voters in 24, in the 24 cycle. Our current plan is what we're doing is we're out. We have over 1,500 people already signed up, and we're trying to encourage people to sign up to so they can participate in this discussion, so they can lend their ear, lend their voice, and talk to us about what it is that they'd like to see, understand, and then we'll create this collaborative process on how to move forward. We'll test ballot language. We're going to be doing focus groups. We're going, you know, it's hard, Barry. This is not an easy thing to do because we're always ingrained into this partisan system. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican, and I have to vote that way. And so it's a hard, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever done in politics is try to compel people to look at this as the reasonable option of what it will do to preserve our democracy.
Chuck Coughlin is with us from High Ground. We're talking about SaveDemocracyAZ.com, potentially a new open primary system here in Arizona. And it's true right now. I mean, the primaries are controlled entirely by the parties. And what we end up with in these primaries is a small group of party members picking our general election candidates, and they end up on both ends up being much more extreme than they should be. And really, I don't think representative of the state.
Correct. I mean, you look at the recent Republican primary here in Arizona. 36% of the electorate participates, both on the left and the right. Cut that in half. So you got, 17-18% of the partisan primary participating. Those are your most partisan voters because independents aren't going to go and say, let me participate in that. It doesn't appeal to me. There's not a market there of listening to candidates who want to appeal to me. So this small minority of voters chooses who our nominee is going to be.
Right.
None of the Republican candidates got over, like Abe Hamada. He got 33% of the primary electorate in a very competitive field. Then he's the nominee. And so you're like, well, that's not representative of the Republican Party. Why aren't we getting better nominees? Why aren't we creating better choices for the electorate? Our current system, I joke, because it's like a Soviet grocery store. You walk in and you got aisle A and aisle B, and all the rest of the aisles are empty.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I got to choose.
So, Chuck, I've got to go to break, but let me just ask you very quickly. The parties aren't going to support this, right? They're going to fight it.
Oh, they're going to fight it hard. Yeah. This is not going to be welcome in the there's no welcome mat here.
Yeah, so it's going to require the people coming out and voting. Is this something you anticipate putting something on the ballot in 2024?
Yeah, we're looking at putting a ballot measure on the ballot in 24, start collecting signatures later this year, maybe as early as this fall. And it's a constitutional amendment, so we'll need close to 500,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. We'll have to survive legal challenges and then put it on the ballot. And the irony is we're going to have a stalking horse in Kyrsten Sinema on the ballot, which is actually representative of what we're trying to do.
That's exactly right. All right. You can check it out yourself at SaveDemocracyAZ.com. That's SaveDemocracyAZ.com. Chuck Coughlin, thanks for spending some time with us.
You're the best. Thanks so much.
All right. I love this idea, by the way. Put me on that website. I think this is a great idea, and it's actually really good for the state.